Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Persuda. Today we are here to talk about the 2014 AFC North Division champion Pittsburgh Steelers.
Did you get a hat and a t-shirt?
No, but Cam Hayward was pretty excited about getting his. And I don't know if you had a chance. You were writing a lot for the website. I don't know if you had a chance to actually look at anything else that was on it. But
I haven't seen anything but my keyboard for some time now. I did see the back of my eyelids for about 4 hours. Please elaborate.
Carl Roser, the team photographer, was in the locker room during the time before the doors were open to the media. And some of the pictures he got, I mean, guys are – you know, it's new again. It's fresh. I mean, there was a time when those division championship shirts, I mean, seriously, I had one from 94, 95, 97, 2001. You want another division?
You wash the car with it
yeah,
now.
Right, yeah. You know, they become rags. But now you haven't won one in 4 years. There's a whole bunch of people in that locker room that don't have any of those hats. And, you know, it's nothing – I don't think that they're looking at it as some significant trophy to add to their case, but I'm talking about just the, you know, but it's a cool thing.
I agree with you. They're fired up. By the time we got in there, the DBs would not do any interviews until they posed for a group picture wearing their Steelers Run the North T-shirts.
The one on the website, did you see who they posed with? Art Rooney II. He was standing in the middle of the DBs.
They did another one later.
Yeah.
Funny how things work out, though. Hey, God bless them. They deserve to celebrate this.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think you look your nose down at a division championship, but isn't it funny how things work out? Here come the Baltimore Ravens for round three. And if you lose that one, do you still run the North? I mean, it'll say so in the yearbook, but
yeah,
little work to do still, isn't there?
Oh, and that's why I think this team is in this position, is that it understands that there is still work to do.
I would agree.
And it has begun to embrace that process. I want to throw this at you, since, as you mentioned, you said you haven't had an opportunity to read anything. I found this. You're a big quote guy.
Yes, I am.
Vince Lombardi. This is his quote.
What we're trying to do is get a seal here. Not that one.
No. The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have.
Pretty apropos. Where'd you find that one?
I broke protocol. Did a little research. No, but I was perusing, you know, I am a, like yourself, a historian.
That's downright profound. I'm still thinking about that.
Yeah. The other one I really liked, the other not less famous, there's famous Lombardi quotes, but the other one
What the hell's going on out there?
Yeah, like that one, grab, grab, grab. But the other Lombardi saying was something that he hung in the Packers locker room shortly after he was hired. And the sign said, "What you see here and hear here needs to stay here if you want to be here." Classic Vince. But anyway, I think that, the Steelers deserve, as you mentioned, to celebrate that division championship because of what they've done with what they have.
Yeah, and I don't know. Do you think they're overachieving or just figuring it out?
Just figuring it out.
They're getting better, and that is what you're after in this business. You show up for the springtime stuff and for training camp, and you try to be a whole lot better by virtue of putting all the time in and all the studying and all the practicing. I give you the Bill Parcells, who is,
right.
You know, this is what you lift all them weights for.
This is why you do all those things.
Yeah, and it's good for them. You know, they're figuring it out. They're getting better. They're playing a much better brand of football than they were playing in September.
You know, and the other thing I think that, you know, bodes well for them through the rest of this particular journey and into the future is when you look at the Bengals game, let's just look at that one because it's the most recent. The guys who are doing things are young up and types. It's not all on Ben all the time. I mean, Ben played well yesterday, but he didn't have to carry every bucket of water up the hill.
He still carries most of them, but he needs help.
I understand.
But he's getting it.
Two picks from Bryce McCain, that strip from behind and recovery by Antoine Blake, that was huge.
And then did you hear him talking about he had noticed on film that A.J. Green's a little loose with the ball, and he filed that away, and he was ready to take advantage of it. Jarvis Jones, I think, played one series on defense. He was out there covering kickoffs.
Right.
I still think he's going to be a pretty good player for this team. Shamarco Thomas doing the special teams thing again really well. And by the way, nice call on the pregame show regarding the special teams touchdown.
Well, I said I wanted to see one, and that they gave it to me quick.
Ryan Shazier is still being sprinkled in with the defense. Daniel McCullough's four snaps. They've all of a sudden, by necessity, either by injury or by inconsistency or just not good enough performance, they have had to use a lot of moving parts and a lot of components. And as Cam Hayward told me last night, Lab, now they have depth.
Yeah, and how about this, too? Young Stephon Tuitt played 69 of 71 defensive snaps yesterday. So, he was on the
– screwed up one time that I could tell. There was a run where he just whiffed on Jeremy Hill. He was in the gap, and Hill was running right at him.
But he also made one of those pursued down the fields kapow hits on somebody who wasn't looking. So
used to call those El Cabongs.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you can't do that. That's a penalty now.
Unless you're doing it to Heath Miller in the end zone, apparently.
Yes, apparently.
What did you think of that one?
How is he not defenseless?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what.
I mean, to me, it's a football play, but way the game is supposed to be officiated now.
Exactly. I wish they wouldn't call that anymore because the Steelers secondary would be a lot better if they didn't.
Well, it used to be you had to think twice about going over the middle.
Right.
Now it's come on down. You're up next on the Price is Right.
Because he didn't land.
Yeah.
Here we go. As you mentioned, playoff game Saturday night at Heinz Field, a playoff game in Pittsburgh for the first time in 4 years. Last home game, playoff game was
AFC Championship game 2010.
Yeah, I know, but the last time the Steelers were in the playoffs and played a home playoff game, it was against
the New York Football Jets, right?
No, the first game of that was against the Ravens.
Oh.
They opened the 2010 playoffs.
Then it was the Jets.
Then it was the Jets.
So, but in actuality, the last game.
I didn't say last game. I said the last time they were in.
Oh, okay. Technicalities.
I get you on those every time. So, who do you like Saturday?
Steelers-Ravens?
Yeah.
I haven't begun to contemplate that yet. I'll say this. This Baltimore team's pretty resourceful. I think it was 18 guys on IR going into the week, and I don't know if anybody else got hurt against Cleveland. I haven't seen the tape yet, but 6 DBs, two long snappers on IR. They look bad at times, but that's a team that knows how to win. It knows who it is and what it does. I got a lot of respect for guys like Flacco and Terrell Suggs. Do they get Haloti Ngata back?
Yes, they do. There I was going to say the big guy's back.
Yeah. You know, I imagine it'll be typical Steelers-Ravens. We've been breaking these games down for a long time. Remember a couple of years ago when we were convinced the Ravens didn't have a good secondary and they couldn't come into Heinz Field and win?
And they came in Heinz Field.
It should be the typical Steelers-Ravens game at first blush. I think if you're a Steelers fan, you got to be surging with confidence. I think those players are surging with confidence. I think the Steelers have figured out who they are and how to do it. And, you know, your point earlier in this podcast about they know there's still work to be done, I agree with you. Particularly some of the more veteran players, the Cam Haywards in that room, were already setting a tone.
Pouncey, too.
Of, you know,
Pouncey too.
This is nice, but let's get back to the tape. Somebody was asking Lawrence Timmons about the Ravens, and he said, I got to study the tape. And the response, what, are you kidding me? You play these guys twice a year, sometimes three, for your whole career. And Timmons, to paraphrase, said, hey, you take nothing for granted. You study. You put the time in. I'll get back to you on the Ravens because I haven't studied them yet.
There you go. That's that should be the title of the Steelers 2014 highlight film.
Not you would have thought.
You would have thought. You would think. It's changed. It was you would think after the Browns game. Now it's I'll get back to you after I do my preparation. That'll do it for this edition of Talking Steelers Football. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon.